From WTJU, this is Arts on Grounds. I'm Chase Browning. For this week, we speak with Matt Shelton, a multidisciplinary artist and professor in the McIntyre Department of Art at the University of Virginia.
My name is Matthew Shelton. I teach drawing here at UVA, and I also teach at ECU and the Art Foundation there, and I am ostensibly an artist. I have an MFA in painting and printmaking from VCU, and I make artworks that make sometimes oblique and sometimes overt references to the past and to my subject position as an inheritor of white masculinity. Right now I'm doing a semi-formal writing program in Richmond called Richmond Critical Writers. There's about a handful of us. So I've been writing a fair amount for that. And what I'm working on right now is a piece about monuments. I used to live in New Orleans. When I first moved there, I worked at a bookstore in the French Quarter called Crescent City Books. And sometimes I would take my lunch break and I would walk around the quarter. And I learned about this monument that was at the base of Canal Street, so really close to the Mississippi River, basically in the French Quarter. There's a monument to an event that happened in 1877 that heralded the end of Reconstruction in New Orleans. So there was a integrated government in the city after the Civil War until 1877 or so, and then at that point it was violently overthrown by former Confederates and people unified by white supremacy, basically overthrew the government that was in place violently. And then they put up a monument, an obelisk, like kind of looks like the Washington Monument, but more, even more sword-like somehow. And they put it at the base of Canal Street, which is kind of like not the political center, but the social and cultural and economic center of the city. And it said, the plaque initially engraving said something about getting rid of the usurpers and reinstating white supremacy in the South. So it was originally there, and then it got moved like a block and a half away, so it was put more out of sight. And then in the early 90s, it was revised. They put a new piece of text over it that honored, quote, all those who died on that day. So still whitewashing, but ostensibly more superficially neutral than just saying we're for white supremacy. But it stood for a really long time. So I was really interested in how this monument to white supremacy and violence in support of white supremacy was still standing, but was kind of stuck. It was like tucked away in a cranny in the city, and all this other stuff had grown up around it. And I really liked thinking about that as a metaphor for the way that race works, especially for white people in the South and in the U.S., because it's like something that most people have the privilege not to talk about and not to have to think about their own relationship to, and so, but it shapes their world nonetheless. So it's this weird phallus stone in the middle of nowhere, but in the absolute heart of the city.
Matt Shelton is a multidisciplinary artist and professor in the McIntyre Department of Art at the University of Virginia. Now check out these events coming up this week.
Please listen carefully.
This Friday, October 20th at 8 p.m., another installment of Telemetry, a performance series sponsored by the Music Department, will be held downtown at the Bridge Progressive Arts Initiative. Telemetry pushes the boundaries of musicianship by offering a unique laboratory to engage new methods of composition and instrumentation. Micro Kingdom, Jordan Perry, Mies HM, and Becky Brown will be performing, and admission is free. On Saturday, October 21st at 7:30 p.m., come out to the Helms Theater for the Black Monologues. The Black Monologues is a theatrical production that explores the struggles, joys, and complexities of blackness at UVA and beyond. This performance will feature a wide range of stories, as well as music and movement, celebrating the diversity of black experiences. Arts on Grounds is a production of WTJU and WXTJ, with generous support from the UVA Arts Council. This interview is recorded by Kirsten Hemrick and edited by me, Chase Browning. Connect with the arts at arts.virginia.edu. You're listening to WTJU.